Good evening, and welcome to the legendary Franklin Theater. I'd like to thank you guys for coming out tonight, and I'd especially like to thank Sheryl Crow for her generosity in performing to benefit New Hope Academy. My name is Stuart Cutler. I am the headmaster of New Hope Academy, and I'd like to just take a couple minutes to tell you about this wonderful school. New Hope is dedicated to a unique educational experience so that kids from all backgrounds, regardless of race, economics, or culture, can become generational leaders that will begin to transform their culture. This vision is cultivated through the commitment of convergence of three commitments. One is the commitment to a Christ-centered classical education, where students study the classics or the ancient civilizations. And that core study is enriched by the sciences, the arts, the language, and math. And many of our alumni go on to other schools to become leaders, and leaders at these schools, and they are in the National Honor Society. They are on the headmaster's list. They are among the top five in every academic category in the school. They become presidents, vice presidents, co-chairs of their student organizations, and some even are leaders in regards to volunteering in their community. The second thing is a mission to the underprivileged. New Hope is intentional about reserving 40 to 50% of its seats for families from low-income households. The rest are filled with families from all backgrounds. And then thirdly, a vision for purposeful, connected community where families from all over the world are welcome at New Hope. And we, under one roof, we learn together, we live life together, and we play together. New Hope is an amazing school, an amazing opportunity for kids. And it costs roughly about $10,000 to scholarship a student to attend New Hope Academy. And I would like for you guys to consider partnering with us to advance this mission, to advance the opportunity for these kids, especially those who cannot afford, to be able to transform their community and someday transform the world. Many of you have already received a brochure. And if you would like more information, we have representatives out in the lobby that you can talk to. Feel free to approach me or even come by and visit the school. I'd like to thank you guys again for coming out tonight. So sit back and enjoy the show, and please put your hands together for Miss Sheryl Crow.
Mr. Tatler. How are y'all doing? Appreciate you being here very much. I got a couple of buddies with me. It's Peter Stroud over here. Peter's from Atlanta, Georgia. Right down the road, he likes baseball. That's good. Vintage Western shirt. Down here.
And baseball.
And he's played with me for maybe 13 years? Yeah?
13? 11. Actually, I figured it out.
11 years.
Yeah.
Right.
I've known you for 16.
16 years. Oh, I was very young at the time. This is Keith Gaddis over here. He and I got to know each other 2 days ago. He played last night. I think it went really well, because he's back. I quit smoking about 10 days ago, and I think it's a good sign that he didn't start smoking last night. We'll see how he knows.
Yeah.
tell you, I like to drink Diet Coke while I'm playing. I like to chew chewing gum while I'm playing. And I will just tell you right there on the front row, y'all are gonna get spit on. A little extra bang for your buck. Peter knows I volunteer umbrellas while I'm singing.
Too much time, my bitch, feeling.
I had a good pleasure, actually, probably about a year ago, of having dinner with Yusuf Islam, formerly known as Cat Stevens. And I had just recorded a song with him called First Cut, and a song that he had done. And I just was fascinated. I was like, well, what happened? You were Cat Stevens. You know, he seemed pretty happy, but he was here in Nashville to make a record. I was like, really? Are you going to be a country singer now? That's what everybody else is doing. Chew on something that's been overworked. But I just find when I chew gum, I salivate more. I got a call from Hillary Clinton, who was the first lady at the time. And she, I'll give you a little backstory. She'd been working on health care and that got shot down. And I think she decided that she would just become an ambassador for women and children. And she decided she would make a trip to Bosnia to see what it was like in these war-torn areas over there for women and children. And she asked me if I'd go over and play. I just had this song I called All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun, and so we thought, well, let's go over and play for the troops. That's a great, at least a great way to get out and see what it's like to be in a country that's just been ravaged by war, and I'd never seen anything like it. And we saw a lot. We were all over those countries over there, Tuzla, Bosnia. We covered a lot of ground. But when I got home, what was on TV was Rwanda. And the thing that really struck me about it was that we spent all this money, we had so much military presence in Bosnia, and I understand that that's a European stronghold and very important where oil is concerned, but in Rwanda there were 2 million innocent people who were being really slaughtered at the time. And I just could not figure it out. It just didn't make any sense to me. Why would we be in one place and not be in another? Great God-fearing America, believing in democracy. So I wrote this song about it, and it's really an affirmation for me that, well, first that war just really doesn't solve anything. I wept for those who suffer long, but how he flows along in the rooms of grief and question wrong, but keep on killing. Such things, but we to watch without speaking. Oh, what mercy sadness brings if God be good. Trade for the faith. Teach me the golden rule. this theater?
Yeah.
I'm going to play here every night. I'm also in there. I don't know about you all, but this is hot. I cannot believe I'm not married. Mama wears a squeeze box. This will be the very thing that my son, when he gets to be like 14, is just like, God, man. Really? An accordion?
Yeah, doesn't Greg Bell need that?
Yeah, exactly. Son. Will be old enough to be his great-grandfather. Oh, anyway. You count it, because last time I sucked it.
Come on, come on, break my heart again. Anybody have grades before that thing?
Well, I just think the accordion is sorely underused in rock and roll. I think the kids dig it. It's one thing that Lady Gaga has not tapped into. I wore the meat dress years ago. So overdone. Friday night, didn't you? A little bit hungover, next up this group right here who are underage. It's fun to play places like this because you get to play all your own favorite songs, stuff that no one's ever heard. It's obvious the trouble we're in. When your father pulls up in a Mercedes Benz, he says it just happened to be in the neighborhood. Before he leaves, he left the landlord the rent. Would you say it's just a question of eliminating obstacles? I just slammed the mirror out the kitchen door. Say, I know how you try. I'll be honey, let's eat out tonight. No one said it would be easy. No said it'd be this hard. No one said it would be easy. No one thought we'd come this far. Thank you. We're playing three nights, but I figure on the fourth night we would really have it down. Well, I'm just going to tell you, because we're all friends here, right? Some of my friends at New Hope know this. I got diagnosed with a brain tumor about 3 weeks ago. And actually, it's the best case scenario, because it's just benign, and people live with the kind of brain tumor that I have all the time, but it is really coming in handy. I can't remember S-H-I-T. Unfortunately, it doesn't have anything to do with the brain tumor. It's the fact that I'm almost 50. But I'm using the brain tumor. So last night, we played All I Want to Do, this song that we have for 19 years. And I was like, what key is this in? Anyway, we're going to try to bang our way through it. But I'm just going to tell you I have a brain tumor, so I may fuck it up. Oh! This is for my kid's school, and I use the F word. I also have Tourette's. We're going to do this if I just stop the drama again. That's when I walked out and said, I am not going to use the F word. And I did it, anyway. We're all adults. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, hit it. Thank you. Siri to monitor the F word, Mr. President. I only do that when I'm nervous. Oh, that's not really true either. Devotional, because it's a faith-based church, I mean a faith-based school. And in the devotional, there was a child getting her birthday book. She was a second grader, I believe. And what they do in devotional is when a child has a birthday, they have the birthday kid come up to the front in front of the whole school. And they're all sitting crisscross applesauce. And for those of you who have little kids, you know what that means. And I used to be a school teacher, so I know exactly what that means, but flat on your bottom. Anyway, so they bring the child up, and the teacher knelt in front of the child and talked to the child about the child, not about what the child did or why we're proud of the child, but about this child. And so the teacher went into this, I don't remember the child's name, but Jessica, you are so into your friends, and you like it when you see truth around you, and you don't like it when you hear a friend telling a lie. And she's proceeded to tell the little girl about herself and all the great things about herself and all the strong things about herself. And you could feel this child experiencing herself, and not because of what she was doing that was making her teacher proud, but just because of who she was. And it made me really feel like, well, let me think, this is what I want for my kid. I want my kid to grow up with teachers and adults around him to talk to him, about who he is, not about what he does and what he achieves. And it made me actually want to go home and talk to Wyatt about, this is who you are, and this is why you are great, is because you are who you are. And I love you because of who you are. And it really struck a chord with me, because when I was growing up, my parents were great, but everything, and we have a great relationship, but everything was about achieving. Oh, I'm so proud of you, you made straight A's, and I'm so proud of you because you did this and you did that. And so love was something to be earned and to be achieved, and that New Hope, love is something that it is a right you are born with. And I have to remind myself of that, and one of the things that I heard someone say once that meant a lot to me, especially when I was diagnosed a few years ago with breast cancer, is that all the experiences in your life are just avenues for you to remember who you are. You come in as a pure spirit, very connected to Creator or God or whatever you want to define your God as or your source of strength as. But you come in knowing everything, and it's like a dream. When the telephone rings, you can't remember your dream anymore. That life is really just a series of moments where you are reminded of who you are. And so I guess my role as Wyatt and Levi's mom is to be somebody who helps them to remember who they are, who they came in as. And that resonated with me at New Hope, that even though this school is academically miles above so many other schools that I've visited, what I loved about it was that I felt like the school was really focused on reminding each child of who they came in as their pure self, and as that pure little spirit they were when they came in. And so that's why I loved it. And the song that I'm going to sing for you actually is a song I wrote 10 or 15 years ago, and it was inspired by a Walt Whitman poem from this book called Leaves of Grass. If you haven't read the book, it's a series of poems and stuff, and there's a poem in it called Among the Multitude. And what made me think of the song was that it reminds me of that each one of us in our experience here on the planet will come into contact with people who recognize us for who we are, not what we've done and the good and the bad that we've done, but for actually who we are.
I spit in the mouth of a whale with a flame and a book of signs. You'll never know what heart I feel, trying to make up for lost time. Once I read things unseen, I was blinded by the dark. He came and broke my heart.
backup break. That's just good healthy stuff right there. We were laughing the other day. I don't remember it, but I remember seeing my brother drinking Coca-Cola out of his baby bottle. It's just astounding to me that I made it to almost a 50. No seatbelts, Coca-Cola, like we drink two or three sodas a day. I can't believe I have a tooth in my head. And I'm like freaking out about gluten at this point. Thank you. yet our sound line there. Is there a purpose for this right here? I haven't had it even near my guitar all night. It's okay. Did y'all notice that, Mike? Did you miss it? No, I didn't miss it. Because it's actually kind of making me nervous.
Actually, it has a camera.
Being interrogated, well, it's going to be a really good shot on my thigh.
I'm
There are applications at the back door. All my gigs have turned into like a reality show.
Find Cheryl's real husband.
So, I'm told that we will be auctioning off this guitar shortly after I play this song.
That's the one I used to use. What's up with that?
I know, but although you used to want you used to play this, there's some money on it. No, not this one.
That was before we had it.
Yeah, I like this guitar. I'm willing to give it up. But I'm going to demonstrate for you how great this guitar sounds. Yeah?
Yeah.
still not smoking.
Please do not go anywhere. We will have this auction, and I will tell you, based on the price of this auction, we probably can convince Cheryl to come back out again for another song. But it depends on how much you bid on this guitar, so I want you guys to meet George, and George will get us started.
Hi, folks. Good evening. Let's get ready to have a little fun here, and all the money for the guitar goes specifically to the scholarship fund, New Hope Academy. So be ready to get going here in just in a minute. A little bit about the guitar. It is a Gibson. It is inlaid with Cheryl's name in the neck, as you can see right down the middle there. This is a show guitar and a session guitar that she used. So that's the history behind it. She will be personally signing the guitar and will welcome you to come and get your photo made as she signs the guitar as part of the purchase of the guitar. So here we go, folks. Let's raise some money and help New Hope Academy. How many dollars on it? We're about at $10,000 where? At $10,000, that's a scholarship, right? Let's start there. $10,000 where? A 10 would be $10,000 where? A $10,000 would be 19 of a 10, what's that half price? 5,000 then. At 5 would be $5,000 where? At 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, I don't see our hands going up all at one time. Let's go. $5,000 where? At 5, 5, 5, 5, well, $2,000 then. I'll be everywhere. At 2,000, but now 2,000. Now 3, at 2, now 3. At $2,000, 3 where? At 2,000 would be now 3, 3 to be 3,000. Thank you, now 4. At 3,000 up front, to $4,000 where? At 3,000 would be now 4, would be now 4,000, 3,000, 4,000. Thank you, now 5. At 5, now $6,000 to you. 5, now 6, would be now 6,000, you're out $6,000 in the back. At 5,000, what 6,000 where? At 5,000 would be now 6,000, would be now 6,000. Come on, folks, we're not even halfway there yet. 5,000, 6 where? At 5,000, would be now 6,000. Thank you, now 7. 6,000 back to 7, now 8,000. At 7, 8,000 about me. At 7,000, 8,000, 8,000, 8,000, 7,000, 8,000. I'm 7,000, here you're at $8,000. At 7,000, 8,000, 8,000, 8,000. Come on, folks. 7,000, 8,000 where? At 7,000, 8,000, 8,000, 8,000, 7,000, 8,000. At 7,000, 8,000, 8,000, you got 8? 8,000, now 9. Now 10,000. At 9, now 10. Come on, folks, it's only money. It grows on trees. Let's go. 11,012 where? At 11,012 where? At 11,012. This is, folks, this is a one of a kind. It's priceless. They got $11,000 for big 12.
Okay, first, let me just say, I'm sorry. That's an effort. I'm going to go home and I'm just going, oh. Dear Lord. But secondly, I'm just going to say that there's no other guitar like it in the whole world unless somebody else is named Cheryl with an S who has that particular guitar. But secondly, I'm willing to have you and your friend meet me at the Red Pony across the street and have dinner. No funny stuff. Okay, and we'll pick a time, we'll have a nice dinner, on my treat. I won't say the F word.
20,000, 21, 20,000. you're out. 21,000. There you go.
Let me say this. First of all, thank you so much. Woo! Now we can get this lovely guitar, but you also get dinner with Cheryl. But even more importantly, you have already put two kids in New Hope Academy. Keep it going. Keep it going.
$25,000, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500, $27,500 once, 25,000 twice, 25 third and last time, sold it, 25,000.
Can we get another song out of you? Can we get another song out of you for that?
Come backstage afterwards and let's do a picture and we'll sign it.
Thank you so much.
That is amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, I